This is 15th of September 2009 and it is in Croatia and city, what is this city's name?
Karlovac.
Thank you. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Grantra Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is translated and commented by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So because of time limit?
No
time limit. Okay. We got a whole night. People have to travel. So then we'll recite together, meaning after me you recite. Na.
Na.
Never.
Never.
Cha.
Cha.
And. Tasmat.
Tasmat.
Then him.
Then
Manusheshu.
Manusheshu.
Amongst men.
Amongst men.
Kaschit.
Kaschit.
Anyone.
Anyone.
Me.
Me.
To me.
Many.
Priyakritama.
Priyakritama.
More dear.
Draji.
More dear.
Bhavita.
Bhavita.
Will become.
Will become.
Na.
Na.
Nor.
Niti.
Cha.
Cha.
And. Me.
Me.
To me.
To me.
Tasmat.
Tasmat.
Then him.
Then him.
Anya.
Anya.
Another.
Another.
Priyatara.
Priyatara.
Dhyara.
Raji.
Bhuvi.
Bhuvi.
In this world.
Vomskestos.
So translation in Croatian language.
Prijevod. Nema sluge na ovom svijetu koji mi je draži od njega, niti će mi ikada itko biti draži.
And also, can you please read translation and purport to the previous verse?
Prethodni stih, 68. 68. stih 18. poglavlja kaže: Onaj tko objašnjava ovu uzvišenu tajnu baktama, sigurno će dostići čisto predano služenje i na kraju doći k meni. Smisao njegove božanske milosti Šrila Prabhupada. Obično se savjetuje da o Bhagavad Giti govorimo samo u društvu bakta. Jer oni koji nisu bakte nikada neće shvatiti ni Krišnu ni Bhagavad Gitu. Oni koji ne prihvaćaju Krišnu takvoga kakav jest i Bhagavad Gitu takvu kakva jest, ne bi trebali pokušavati hirovito objašnjavati Bhagavad Gitu i time činiti uvrede. Bhagavad Gitu trebamo objašnjavati osobama koje su spremne prihvatiti Krišnu kao svevišnju božansku osobu. Ona je namijenjena samo baktama, a ne filozofskim spekulatorima. Međutim, onaj tko iskreno pokušava predstaviti Bhagavad Gitu takvu kakva jest, napredovat će u predanom služenju i dostići razinu čiste predanosti. Zahvaljujući takvoj čistoj predanosti, sigurno će se vratiti kući Bogu.
Om Agyana Tinirandasi Ganandana Salakaya Chakshuru Maritamana Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sthapitam Bhutale हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपति गोपेश गोपिका कांता नमोस्तुते.
Tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari Vrishvam sute devi pranamami haripye Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyevacha Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo
namah. Jai Sri Krishna
Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Nacha tasmad manusesu kaschin me priyakrutama bhavita nacha me tasmat anya priyataro bhavi. There is no devotee more dear to me than he who preaches the gospel of Bhagavad Gita all over the world.
Nijedan mi bhakta nije draži od onoga koji propovijeda evanđelje Bhagavad Gita po celom svijetu.
So Krishna at the end of Bhagavad Gita is concluding and he is saying to Arjuna that if anybody wants to go back to home, back to Godhead, and after going back, if he wants to become and remain most dear, beloved to me, then he has to preach the gospel of Bhagavad Gita.
Na kraju Bhagavad Gita Krishna zaključuje i kaže da ako netko se želi vratiti natrag kući Bogu, onda ako se želi tamo doći i ostati Krišni najdraži, onda mora propovijedati evanđelje Bhagavad Gita.
So who wants to become most dear to Krishna here?
Tko ovdje želi Krišni postati najdraži?
That's all?
Su to svi?
That's all? No?
Svi.
You don't want to become dear?
Želite postati dragi Krišni?
Okay, except few.
Osim tebe.
Everybody wants to become devoted, dear most.
Najdraži Krišna.
They want that Krishna can love them.
Žele da ih Krišna voli.
So then easiest method is that you have to preach.
Najjednostavnija metoda je da propovijedate.
The gospel of Bhagavad Gita.
Evanđelje Bhagavad Gita.
So why Krishna is concluding like this at the end of Bhagavad Gita?
Zašto Krishna na kraju Bhagavad Gita govori takve riječi?
Because this is his dharma.
Jer je to njegova dharma.
What is his dharma? That he is very compassionate.
Što je njegova dharma? On je jako samilosan.
Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that Rasik Sekhar Krishna Param Karun ei dui hetu hai ichar udgam, meaning that Krishna has two dharmas. One is that he is topmost enjoyer of all the mellows, especially topmost mellow Madhuri Ras.
U Čedanja Čaritamriti Krišna Das Kaviraj Goswami objašnjava da Krišna ima dvije dharme. Jedna je da je vrhovni uživatelj svih draži, a posebno draži bračnog odnosa, bračne rase.
And second is that he is very, very compassionate, param karun, topmost compassionate being in whole creation.
A druga njegova dharma je da je najsamilosnije biće u čitavoj kreaciji.
So these two dharma of his makes him talk like this, the we read in the sloka.
Zbog te dvije Krišnine dharme, Krišna ovako govori kao što smo pročitali u ovim slokama danas.
That he is Rasik Shekhar means he is the topmost enjoyer, and whom he wants to enjoy with? His devotees, obviously.
Krišna je rasik šekar, znači da je vrhovni uživatelj. A s kime on želi uživati? Sa svojim baktama, očito.
And what is the second thing, the second dharma? That he is very compassionate.
A koja je druga dharma? Ta je da je jako samilosan.
So, compassion compels one to preach.
Samilost osobu navodi da propovjeda.
So Krishna is the topmost compassionate being, and that's why he wants to preach.
Krishna je najsamilosnije biće i zbog toga želi propovjedati.
Now let's scrutinize what is the reason for preaching.
Hajde da proučimo koji su razlozi za propovjedanje.
So originally, when Krishna created all the living beings for rasik shikhar, for enjoying, enjoyment, he created all the beings.
Krishna je izvorno kao rasik shikhar stvorio sva živa bića za uživanje.
So, when can you enjoy? When you are both entities or both personalities, heart becomes one or matches or love is there and cohesiveness, cooperation, trust and all these qualities are there, then you can love each other and enjoy in that loving mood.
Kada se znači može uživati, kada srca obje osobe odgovaraju jedno drugome, kada je u njima ljubav, povjerenje i kada se međusobno privlače, onda postoji suradnja i onda se može uživati i razmjenjivati ljubav.
But if Krishna and his subject plays the violin in different tunes, one fifth note and second to first note, then there is no question of ras, enjoying the transcendental mellow. There is no question.
Ali ako Krishna i ova druga osoba, njegov podanik, sviraju violinu u disharmoniji, tako da jedan svira petu notu, a drugi prvu, onda nema govora o razmjeni, o suradnji, povjerenju, pa ni ljubavi.
So, some living entity, they somehow or other, due to their minute independence, they develop some kind of disease in their heart. And what was that disease? That why Krishna is the only one enjoyer, and I am Prakriti, I am being enjoyed. I also want to become enjoyer.
Neka živa bića zbog svoje sićušne neovisnosti razviju u srcu određenu vrstu bolesti koja se očituje u razmišljanju zašto je Krishna taj jedini koji uživa. Ja isto želim uživati, ja želim biti taj koji uživa.
Iccha dvesha samuttena dvanda mohena bharata. Krishna says that due to this iccha and dvesha, the living entity becomes dveshi of Krishna, envious of Krishna. And this is the root cause of living entity coming into the material world and suffer.
I zbog te iče i dveše, živo biće počinje zavidjeti Krišni. A to je korijen njegovog dolaska, uzrok njegovog dolaska u ovaj materialni svijet u kojem pati.
And this is the root cause, iccha dvesha, is the root cause for Krishna to create material world called jail.
A iccha dvesha je također i uzrok zbog kojeg korijeniti uzrok zbog kojeg Krishna stvara ovaj materijalni svijet koji se naziva zatvorom.
So in material world, the living entities are constantly put into distress. Why? so that they can reform themselves.
U materijalnom svijetu živa bića neprestano zapadaju u nevolje. Zbog čega? Zato da bi se mogla popraviti.
Krishna bhuli sehi jiv anadi bahirmuk ato eva maya tare deye sansar duk. That when living entity becomes adverse to Krishna, becomes vimuk, hari hari bipale janama goainu manusya janama paya radha krishna na bhajiya janiya suniya visakhainu. Bipale, vimuk, opposite.
Kada so, se živo biće okrene od Krišne, na suprotnu stranu od Krišne.
So, living entity became vimuk. He turned his face away from Krishna. And that's why maya tare deye sansar duk, the illusory energy agent of Krishna, is giving you distresses, constant distresses to living entity. Why? So that living entity can get reformed.
Kada se živo biće okrene od Krišne, onda Maja kao Krišnin predstavnik neprestano to živo biće stavlja u različite nevolje i poteškoće. Zašto? Zato da bi se ono moglo promijeniti i popraviti.
So what is that reformation? That somehow or other living entity again can turn his face towards Krishna. And then at that point, Maya leaves that living entity alone, and that living entity again unites back with Krishna.
I u čemu se sastoji to popravljanje? Da se živo biće ponovo nekako okrene prema Krišni i onda ga nakon toga Maja ostavi na miru i ono se može ponovno sjediniti s Krišnom.
Sastra sadu kripaje yadi Krishna unmukho hoy. Krishna unmukho hoy. Sei jiv nistare maya tahar chudai. Meaning, by the transcendental blessings, kripa of sadhu, saintly devotees, guru, scriptures, sastra sadhu kripaye yadi Krishna unmukho hoy. By the transcendental mercy of devotees and scriptures, if that living entity again turns his face away from Krishna towards Krishna, just turns his face towards Krishna, then Maya immediately leaves him alone, no more distresses, blissful process, Maya tarcha. Maya leaves him alone and then he goes back to home, back to Godhead, where he can eternally enjoy with Krishna.
Zahvaljujući transcendentalnoj milosti, kripi, blagoslovima sadhuva, svetih osoba i gurua iz spisa, živo biće se može ponovno okrenuti prema Krišni i onda će ga Maja ostaviti na miru. I nakon toga se ono može vratiti u duhovni svijet gdje će vječno uživati zajedno sa Krišnom.
So sadhus, sastra sadhu kripaye yadi Krishna unmukhoy. So sadhus kripa, kripa is very, very essential that populace at large in the age of Kali Yuga should be longing for the mercy of devotees, and that is the preaching process.
Sadhu kripa, milost sadhu, a svetih osoba je od suštinske važnosti. Ljudi općenito u ovom dobu Kali bi trebali žudjeti za milošću svetih osoba. To je, ta milost je propovjedalački postupak, proces.
Just like Prabhupada gives famous example, a small child, he becomes rebellious to his father and mother. and leaves home and loiters in the street, immediately suffering is waiting for him.
Prabhupada je poznati primjer djeteta koje se pobuni protiv roditelja, napusti dom i onda lunja gradom, lunja ulicama i svakojake nevolje mu se događaju.
Mother and father are very compassionate. They want to help child so that they can enjoy and child can enjoy.
Otac i majka su jako samilosni. Oni žele da dijete bude zajedno s njima, tako da oni mogu uživati i da dijete može uživati.
Father and mother creates the child. Why? So that child can give pleasure to father and mother. And by that, child automatically will get pleasure. So this is a whole idea.
Otac i majka su stvorili dijete. Zašto? Zato da bi im to dijete pružalo užitak, zadovoljstvo. A dok to čini, i ono samo će automatski uživati. U tome je što se.
So if some sadhu, saintly person, devotee, meets with that boy, small little child, and says, hey, why you are suffering in this material world? I can help you. And then he holds his hand and brings him back to his father and mother. And father and mother are very compassionate all the time. They are spreading their hands and waiting for the child to come home. Always waiting. And as soon as child comes home, embrace the child. What would you like, my dear child? Can I give you food? Can I give you clothing? Can I give you education? Can I give you... What can I do for you?
I onda ako neki sadhu tako sveta osoba bhakta naiđe na to dijete na ulici i ponudi se da mu pomogne i da ga odvede natrag roditeljima, roditelji koji su po prirodi vrlo samilosni, jedva će dočekati da se dijete vrati kući i prihvatit će ga raširenih ruku i ponuditi mu sve moguće pogodnosti za život, ponudit će mu hranu, odjeću, obrazovanje, sve što mu je potrebno.
But that lost child do need the mercy of a devotee who can explain him everything, what it is like and what is truth, and he can accept that mercy and take his help and returns back to his father, then everything is blissful.
Jedno tom izgubljenom djetetu je potrebna milost ovog bakte koji će mu objasniti kako stvari stoje i kako će se ponovo vratiti tamo gdje pripada. Ako prihvati tu pomoć, onda će se u trenu vratiti natrag svom ocu i sve će biti kako treba, blaženo.
So Krishna is Param Karun, he is very compassionate. The poor living entity, due to minute nature, it has developed some kind of weird idea to enjoy independently of Krishna. So Krishna wants to rescue them back to him so that he can enjoy and these children, subject, living entities, souls can enjoy.
Krishna je Parama Karuna, vrhovno milosti. I on želi da se ta živa bića koja su na neki način zbog te svoje sićušne neovisnosti razvila tu želju čudnu da uživaju bez njega, njemu vrate kako bi jedan i on i oni mogli uživati.
So Krishna, he is devising many means by which he can rescue all this living entity back to him.
I onda Krishna smišlja različite načine na koje može spasiti te ta živa bića i dovesti ih natrag sebi.
We can narrate main devices of him to reclaim this living entity back to his abode. One and most important one is he sends his devotees on earth planet to preach and rescue the living entities.
Jedan od glavnih načina na koji to Krishna čini je da šalje svoje svece, svoje bhakte na zemlju kako bi propovjedali i tako spasili ta živa bića.
He personally also comes And he also had created manuals of this creation called scriptures.
A također je stvorio i priručnike za ovaj stvoreni svijet koji se nazivaju spisi.
So the scriptures are coming from him.
Spisi dolaze od njega.
Dharmani sakshat bhagavat pranitam vedo pranito dharmo. So the scriptures are enunciated by him.
Te spise on objavljuje.
And sometimes he sends his topmost beloved devotees who can do big time preaching to rescue big time people.
A ponekad šalje svoje drage i vrlo uzvišene bakte koji mogu propovijedati naveliko i spasiti ljude na puno ljudi.
So he sometimes sends his incarnations from Vaikuntha for come here and preach and establish religious principles, and sometimes he sends some empowered soul, Saktavesh Avatar, and he constantly trying to rescue all these living entities in material world back so that they don't have to suffer here.
Ponekad šalje svoje inkarnacije sa Vaikunte da dođu ovdje i uspostave religiozna načela kako bi spasili uvjetovane duše. Neki drugi put šalje opunomoćena živa bića, Saktavesha avatare, kako bi to isto učinili. On neprestano na različite načine spašava duše iz ovog svijeta.
He just came 500 years ago as Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
Prije samo 500 godina se pojavio kao gospodin Chaitanya i gospodin Nityananda.
Lord Chaitanya personally preached.
Gospodin Chaitanya je osobno propovijedao.
Big people, all big people. Ramananda Rai, he was the prime minister, and Prakasananda Saraswati, here 10,000 Mayavadi sannyasi he converted, and in Puri he preached to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, and you name it, so many big personalities he converted into Vaishnavism by preaching, and then he have them preach.
Propovjedao je gospodin Chaitanya je propovjedao velikim značajnim osobama tog doba, kao što je bio Ramananda Rai koji je bio premijer vladi, kao što je bio Prakashananda Saraswati koji je imao sa sobom 10,000 Mayavadija, Sarvabhaumi Bhattacharya je propovjedao i on je njih uvjerio u Vaishnavizam i onda su oni bili ti koji su propovjedali dalje.
And he also preached to Rup Sanatan, Raghunath Bhatt, Raghunath Das, and so many exalted Vaishnavas so that he can establish a preaching program.
Propovjedao je Rupi Sanatani, Raghunath Dasu, Raghunath Bhatti, različitim uzvišenim Vaishnavama kako bi uspostavili propovjedalački program.
He, Jiva Goswami, sent out first book distribution party after he taught and trained his three foremost important disciples called Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit and Srinivas Acharya.
Jiva Goswami je započeo Sankirtan pokret nakon što je obučio svoje tri najvažnija učenika, Narottam Das Thakura, Shyamananda Panditu i Srinivas Acharya.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent out his party, Nityananda and Haridas, to preach in Bengal.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je poslao svoju ekipu da propovjedaju u Bengalu, Nityanandu i Haridasa.
He said to Nityananda, Suno Nityananda, suno Haridas, sarvatra amar agyai karo prakash, prati gare gya, karo ye shiksha, bolo Krishna, kaho karo Krishna, bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, karo Krishna siksha, that you go to every door, and then you preach to them that please chant Hare Krishna, please worship Krishna, please tell others about Krishna, preach others about Krishna.
Poslao je Nityanandu da ide od vratiju do vratiju i da moli ljude da mantraju Hare Krishna, da obožavaju Krishnu i da drugima govore o Krishni.
So preaching is the most important aspect of Lord's mission.
Propovjedanje je tako najvažniji vid gospodinove misije.
He wants to rescue all the living entity back to him so that all living entity can enjoy with him.
On želi spasiti sva živa bića, vratiti ih natrag k sebi, tako da sva živa bića mogu s njime uživati.
So Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, they went to Bengal and with tons and tons of compassion, because without compassion you cannot preach.
Nityananda i Haridas su tako otišli u Bengal sa tonama samilosti, jer bez samilosti ne možete propovijedati.
Lord Nityananda would knock the door of a grahastha, and when grahastha opens the door, he falls flat at the lotus feet and offered them obeisances.
Nityananda prabhu bi pokucao na vrata nekih obiteljskih ljudi, grihasta. Kada bi oni otvorili vrata, on bi se prostro pred njima, odajući im poštovanje.
And then he praises them.
A onda bi ih slavio, veličao.
How nice they are, how wealthy they are, how handsome they are, or how beautiful family or estate or whatever. He flatters them, and then after that, they make them favorable, and then he preach. And yes, now you forget about everything that you know and please try to surrender to Krishna.
Najprije bi im laskao, govorio bi im kako su lijepi, kako su bogati, kako su dobri, našao bi sve te dobre stvari kod njih, i kada bi tako oni ga prihvatili, onda bi im rekao, a sad zaboravite sve to i molim vas obožavajte Krishnu, mantrajte Krishna i propovijedajte o Krishni.
So He said you should chant Hare Krishna as individually and collectively, Sankirtan. And you should offer your prasad to deity, and then when your life is, now your life is perfect and I made you successful in your life, so now you make others successful. Preach about Krishna to others.
Rekao bi im, mantrajte sami Hare Krishna i zajedno sa drugima, nudite hranu Krishni, i kada vaš život tako pomoću ovih mojih uputa postane savršen, onda pomozite drugima da i njihov život postane savršen. Pričajte im o Krishni.
Out of his topmost compassion, he even approached the most sinful persons on the earth planet, Jagai and Madai. And what did they do to him? They hit him and he was bleeding. And even though he said to, when Gauranga came there to kill them with the Sudarshan, he said, Prabhu, Mahaprabhuji, this is not what you descended for. You came here to kill their demoniac tendencies, not to kill them. So please forgive them.
Tako je iz svoje vrhovne samilosti prilazio i najgriješnijim ljudima, kao što su Džaga i Madaj. A što su oni učinili? Oni su ga udarili i ranili. Iako je obilno krvario, zaustavio je gospodina Čeitanju, koji se pojavio sa svojim sudaršan diskom spreman da ih ubije, objasnivši mu da nije došao na zemlju sad ovog puta sa tom misijom, nego da ubija, već da ubija ljude, već da ubija demonske sklonosti u njima. Stoga ga je zamolio da im oprosti.
So preaching means compassion, topmost compassion. We have seen in the case of Jesus Christ also that he was nailed down by his disciple, and then even though Jesus Christ prayed to his father that Father, please forgive them. They are innocent. They don't know what they are doing. So this is a compassion. Preaching means compassion.
Propovjedanje znači samilost, vrhovna samilost. To vidimo i na primjeru Isusa Krista, koji je, kada su ga njegovi sljedbenici razapeli, svejedno molio Oca da im oprosti. To je samilost, to je vrhovna samilost.
We know that people in general are suffering due to lack of Krishna consciousness. And we also know that devotee, they are very blissful. Their life is, no matter under what circumstances, they are simple, no money, lots of money, or whatever. They are always blissful. So we want to see whole world blissful, and that can be done only through preaching and compassion.
Mi vidimo i znamo da ljudi u materijalnom svijetu pate. S druge strane vidimo da su bhakte, bez obzira u kakvim se okolnostima nalaze, da li imaju puno novca, malo novca, nemaju novca, uvijek u blaženom stanju. I mi želimo da svi ljudi budu u takvom raspoloženju. I zato propovjedamo. Propovjedanje je samilost.
So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preach, Krishna also preach. This is his preaching, Krishna is preaching. Uddhava Gita, he is preaching to Uddhava to preach to whole world. And Krishna preach. Krishna preached to his father, worship Govardhan, no demigod. Like Krishna preached, and Krishna mass-scale converted people into Vaishnavism. Then Lord Chaitanya down the line. And then after Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Haridas, they preach. And after them, we have seen in the case of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Krishna je propovjedao, Bhagavad Gita je Krishna propovjedanje, Uddhava Gita je isto tako Krishna propovjedanje. Krishna je propovjedao i svom ocu protiv obožavanja polubogova u onoj zabavi sa Govardhanom. I nakon njega pojavio se gospodin Chaitanya, koji je propovjedao Nityananda i Haridas Thakuru su također po njegovoj zapovijesti propovjedali.
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote over 100 books, and one of the books, Life and Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Precept and Life of Lord Chaitanya. So he sent that book all over the world in the libraries. So that is preaching.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur je napisao preko stotinu knjiga i jednu od tih knjiga koja govori o životu i učenjima gospodina Chaitanya poslao je u knjižnice diljem svijeta. To je propovjedanje.
And he also established Namahat program.
Također je započeo i Namahata program.
On Surabhi Kunj.
Na Surabhi Kunju.
He wrote literature on that, and then he went out and created Namahat. Namahat means Bhakti Vriksha program. He single-handedly designed this program, which was originally conceived by Lord Nityananda.
Pisao je o tome i onda je sam započeo takav program, Namahata program ili kako se danas zove Bhakti Vriksha program, koji je izvorno zamislio gospodin Nityananda.
So, preaching it can be done in many ways, but most important preaching is that if we can give somebody a book, then that book can change their heart. Prabhupada says, my books are like time bomb. It will explode in their heart one day.
Propovjedati se može na različite načine, no najučinkovitiji način propovjedanja je ako nekome date knjigu. Prabhupada je svojevremeno rekao da su njegove knjige poput tempiranih bombi koje će jednog trenutka eksplodirati u njihovim srcima.
You said, what will your lecture, 1 hour lecture will do? But if he has a book, then he will be reading that book and get convinced about Krishna consciousness, and he will become devotee.
Znao je reći što će se dogoditi od jednog predavanja, ali ako osoba pročita, dobije knjigu, onda će pročitati, postaće uvjerena u to što u njoj piše i postaće bhakta.
So the books are like time bomb. Prabhupada used to say that my books will be distributed like in war time the bombs are being dropped everywhere. So these time bombs, books, should be dropped on the lap of all conditioned souls. And that is essential preaching.
Knjige su poput tempiranih bombi, Prabhupada je govorio, i proširit će se ovuda kao kada se iz aviona bacaju bombe. Treba ih tako spustiti u krilo svake uvjetovane duše. To je propovjedanje.
Prabhupada said that Russian people, they wanted to spread communism all over the world. So first and foremost thing they did is books, magazines and books, and they freely distributed all over the world, freely.
Prabhupada je primijetio kako su Rusi, kada su htjeli cijelim svijetom proširiti komunizam, najprije započeli tiskati časopise i knjige i besplatno ih dijeliti, rasparčavati po cijelom svijetu.
I was a young boy, maybe 10-15 years old, and at that time I saw Russian magazines in my house, not one or two, many.
Bio sam dječak od 10 ili 15 godina i primijetio sam kod kuće ruske časopise, i to ne samo jedan, nego više njih.
Free distribution.
Besplatno su ih dijelili.
Why? Because they wanted to spread out their philosophy, the communist philosophy.
Zašto? Zato jer su željeli proširiti svoju filozofiju, komunističku filozofiju.
Marxism or something. Marxism.
Marxism.
So, Prabhupada says that if you are very compassionate and we want everybody on our planet happy, peaceful, blissful personalities, and we want to do good to others, the greatest charitable work, then we have to print these books and distribute them profusely.
Prabhupada je rekao, ako želimo, ako smo jako samilosni, ako želimo da svi na svijetu budu sretni, zadovoljni i veseli, onda trebamo tiskati ove knjige i naveliko ih dijeliti.
Just think, in your life, there was no Prabhupada books in your language or language that you understand. If there was no books, Prabhupada books, then where would you be?
Zamislite samo, što bi bilo s vama da vam se u životu nisu pojavile Prabhupadove knjige na vašem jeziku ili na jeziku koji vi razumijete?
So, these books have played very important role in our life for giving us a better life ever.
Ove knjige su u našem životu odigrale vrlo važnu ulogu u tome da za uvijek dobijemo bolji život.
And now we have something to look forward to.
Sad imamo nešto čemu možemo težiti.
Association of Krishna in spiritual world, association of devotees in spiritual world, and in this world also we can have the best life without any anxieties. So this books has given us best of the both world.
To je druženje sa Krišnom i sa bhaktama u duhovnom svijetu, isto tako i život u ovom svijetu bez tjeskobe. Tako da su nam ove knjige dale najbolje od oba svijeta.
So we have to take this mission of Srila Prabhupada to humanity at large with so many preaching methods.
I zato tu misiju Šrila Prabhupade trebamo prenijesti cijelom čovječanstvu koristeći različite propovjedačke metode.
And it can be done.
To se može napraviti.
We just have to get it together.
Samo trebamo smisliti kako.
In order to preach, we have to also get preached.
Da bismo propovijedali, trebamo dozvoliti da se i nama propovijeda.
And that means we should read these books regularly, and on that basis we should preach others about the books.
A to znači da mi sami trebamo redovno čitati ove knjige i na temelju njih propovijedati drugima o njima.
Prabhupada used to recommend 3 hours a day, but it may not be possible, then some hours a day. But we must read this book and get convinced first.
Prabhupada je običavao savjetovati da se knjige čitaju njegove 3 sata dnevno.
You can convince.
Možda to nije danas svakome moguće, ali u svakom slučaju moramo čitati i sami postati uvjereni u to što u njima piše.
Prabhupada says you can convince others as much as you are convinced.
Prabhupada kaže da druge možemo uvjeriti u onolikoj mjeri u kojoj smo mi sami uvjereni.
So you will get convinced by Srila Prabhupada's preaching. That is his lectures and his books.
A vi ćete postati uvjereni koliko slušate Šrila Prabhupadova predavanja i čitate njegove knjige.
So we must read and then we must distribute.
Moramo čitati i onda ih dijeliti.
That is our life.
To nam je život.
Prabhupada, the guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj said that if you to Prabhupada, if at all you get any money, then print my books, and then he said, distribute my books.
Duhovni učitelj Šrila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, je Šrila Prabhupadu rekao da ako ikada budeš imao novaca, onda tiskaj knjige i dijeli knjige.
So our sampradaya is made up of all the preachers, big time preachers.
Naša sampradaya je sačinjena od velikih propovjednika.
Krishna is the original big time preacher.
Krishna je izvorni veliki propovjednik.
Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, original guru, is a big time preacher.
Gospodin Chaitanya i gospodin Nityananda, izvorni guru, su veliki propovjednici.
Sad Goswami is, after them, is a big time preacher.
Šestorica Goswamija koji se pojavljuju nakon njih.
Jiva Goswami is big time preacher.
Isto tako i Jiva Goswami.
He wrote 4 lakhs Sanskrit verses for preaching.
On je napisao 4 lakha sanskritskih šloka za propovjedanje.
You can't even finish in one lifetime to read his literature.
Ne možete čak ni u jednom životu sve to pročistići, pročitati.
And not only that, but whatever Sad Goswami is and Jiva Goswami wrote, he packed all these trunks with these books and then he sent out his foremost disciple, very exalted disciples, to distribute these books.
Ne samo da je sve to napisao, već je sakupio sve ono što su Goswami napisali i spremio u veliki kovčeg i poslao svoje najbolje učenike da dijele te knjige.
Who can be a greater purest person than Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Pandit?
Ko su veće i čišće osobe od Narottam Das Thakure, Srinivas Acharya i Shyamananda Pandita?
And they were the greatest book distributors.
Oni su bili najveći dijelitelji knjiga.
They copied them and distributed them.
Kopirali su knjige i dijelili.
They are very exalted personalities, but they take up the mission of their guru, Jiva Goswami, and they distributed these books very widely.
Bili su jako uzvišene osobe, prihvatili su misiju svog duhovnog učitelja Jiva Goswamija i naveliko su dijelili ove knjige.
And after them, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he also wrote, and Baldev Vidyabhushan, he also wrote, so much literature, Baldev Vidyabhushan, especially Govinda Bhasya of Vedanta Sutra, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, very many exalted books and literature and philosophy he he wrote. So, and preach. So, our line, that's the point I'm making. All acharyas, they were preacher.
Nakon njih su se pojavili mnogi drugi propovjednici poput Višnavata Čakravarti Thakura i Baladeva Vidyabhushana koji su pisali mnoštvo komentara na spise i propovjedali. Među njima je poznat komentar Govinda Basija od Baladeva Vidyabhushana.
And their foremost, sorry, and their foremost disciples were also preacher, and they expected them to preach. They pushed them, forced them to preach.
Njihovi najistaknutiji učenici su također bili propovjednici. Oni su, njihovi duhovni učitelji su od njih očekivali da propovjedaju i gurali su ih u tom smjeru.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was greater preacher, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, I don't want big-bellied disciples sitting in the temple and doing nothing. Go out and distribute books.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur je bio veliki propovjednik kao i Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati je rekao da ne želi u hramovima učenike koji su debeli, imaju velike trbuhe, koji sjede i ništa ne rade, nego ih je slao van da propovjedaju.
Of course, this is a matter of compassion.
Tu se radi o samilosti.
They were all compassionate.
Svi su oni bili samilosni.
It's not question of how big acharya I am, or big devotee I am, or it's a matter of pleasing Lord by preaching His gospel. We are trying to please the Lord.
Ne radi se o tome da je netko velik, da si netko zamišlja da je veliki acharya ili nešto tako, veliki bhakta, nego se radi o tome da sve te osobe pokušavaju zadovoljiti Gospodina propovjedajući njegovo evanđelje.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if I can make one devotee, pure devotee, then my whole mission is successful.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur je rekao da ukoliko može samo jednu osobu učiniti čistim bhaktom, onda je čitava njegova misija, čitav njegov život uspješan.
So imagine, Mohan Prabhu did so much and made so many devotees and making, and he has big plans. So how much Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, his Guru Maharaj must be pleased with him.
Zamislite onda samo koliko su gospodin Chaitanya, Krishna i Mohanov duhovni učitelj zadovoljni s njime, obzirom da on već do sada toliko puno bhakta učinio i još ima velike planove za to da još puno njih živih bića učini bhaktama.
And that doesn't mean that I am excluding you. I'm just giving one example. All of you are also that fortunate if you can just preach by any means, distributing books, Bhakti Vriksha program, every once a week, if you are a staunch devotee, and if everything is conducive, very, very sad, then you must keep at least one Bhakti Vriksha program a week at your home. And you can preach that way.
A to ne znači da isključujem vas ostale iz ovoga o čemu govorim. Svi možemo propovijedati, svi vi možete propovijedati na bilo koji način sa Bhakti Vriksha programom, na primjer ako je netko u postojanoj životnoj situaciji, živi kod kuće, može održati barem jedan Bhakti Vriksha program tjedno.
And another most important program for preaching, the most important or important, is counselor system. That you became successful, now you counsel others and make them successful. The counselor system is for making nice devotees.
Još jedan vrlo važan propovjedalački program je program savjetovanja, gdje vi pomažete drugima da postanu uspješni bhakte nakon što ste vi sami to postali.
We don't have to miss the sight. Why we want to preach? Not because I want to become big devotee, big acharya, big this, big that. No. We are trying to please Krishna because He is expecting. We are trying to please whole Guru Parampara because they are expecting for us to preach, because they want all this living entity back to home, back to Godhead. So, and out of compassion we want to preach. So, to please Krishna and Parampara, and to take up their order. So that's why we want to preach.
Nikad ne smijemo izgubiti iz vida zašto zapravo želimo propovijedati. To nije zato jer mi sami želimo postati neki veliki ačarja, bakta, propovjednik ili nešto tako, već zato jer želimo zadovoljiti Krišnu i čitav guru parampara, jer oni svi to od nas očekuju zbog samilosti, jer žele da se sva živa bića vrate k njima.
Krishna is expecting all his devotees Vaishnavas to preach his gospel. Nachata sman manusesu kachin me priya krutama bhavita nachame tasmat anya priyataro bhuvi, that no devotee will be more dear to me than one who preaches my gospel, my transcendental philosophy, and brings conditioned soul back to me. That pleases me the most.
Krishna od svojih bhakta Vaishnava očekuje da propovijedaju njegovo evanđelje. On kaže da mu nitko nije draži od onih osoba koji propovijedaju bhaktama i na taj način ih dovode natrag k njemu. To je ono što njemu pruža najveće zadovoljstvo.
So each one preach one. Everybody must preach everybody.
Zato svatko mora propovijedati, svaki pojedinac.
So this is a slogan in ISKCON nowadays. Each one preach one.
To je danas slogan u ISKCONu. Svatko treba nekog naći kome će propovijedati.
And we should take this very seriously.
I to trebamo shvatiti vrlo ozbiljno.
Why? Because again, same sentence. Whole parampara is expecting and Krishna is expecting on top that all these suffering living entities somehow or other go back to him. And that mission he has left to his devotees like yourself and all of us.
Zašto trebamo tako činiti? Zato jer to Krishna očekuje od nas i čitav parampara. Zato jer oni žele da te duše koje pate u ovom svijetu vratimo natrag k njima. I to je naša misija svih nas.
So Prabhupada says that grahasthas also should preach by Bhakti Viksh program, counselor program, or whatever extra money they have. They buy the books and distribute the books, or whatever extra money they have, they can, if nothing, then donate it to Mohan Prabhu. He can engage Lakshmi very nicely. We have seen so much progress. So like that, Prabhupada is giving orders, and we have to take that Prabhupada's order in order to become very dear to Prabhupada and Lord.
Prabhupada je očekivao od svih grihasta da propovijedaju putem Bhakti Vriksha programa ili ovog sustava savjetovanja, ili ako imaju neki višak novaca, onda da ga upotrebe, da kupe knjige i podijele te knjige, ili ako ništa, onda da ga daju Mohanu, jer on zna dobro što će s parama i vidimo iz ovog šta je, koliko je napredovao od prošle posjete, da mu to dobro ide.
Prabhupada
tako trebamo zvaliti Prabhupadove upute i ispuniti ih u svom životu.
Prabhupada writes this, that grahastha, now our movement is all brahmachari became grahastha. And grahastha, there should be Vaishnava, exalted grahastha devotees like Bhakti Vinod and so many. But rather than becoming grihamedis, that everything is, I don't have enough, everything is for me and my family. So that's not the mission, and that will not make you happy also. But if you dedicate, if you devote, if you spare, if you renounce some of Lakshmi, that hard-earned money for furthering Krishna consciousness individually and collectively, then Krishna and Prabhupada will be pleased. This is expected.
Prije su u našem pokretu bilo puno brahmačari, ali vremenom su se oni poženili i sad imamo sve puno grihasta. I očekuje se od tih grihasta da ne postanu grihamedi koji brinu samo za sebe i ono što je njima potrebno, već da svoj teško zarađeni novac, da ga se u jednoj mjeri odreknu i upotrebe za širenje misije. Jer ako ne budu tako radili, neće oni sami biti zadovoljni u tome i neće pridonijeti tome da drugi budu zadovoljni.
The ultimate goal, grahastha, brahmachari, sannyasi, vanprasthi, whatsoever, ultimate goal is to please Lord Sri Krishna. And how? He is saying, nachata smat, nobody is more dear to me on earth planet.
kranjici
than one who is preaching. So this is his statement. So we should follow. We have to become preacher under any circumstances.
Krajnji cilj svih, bez obzira da li su brahmačari, grihaste, vanapraste ili sanjasi, je da ugode gospodinu Krišni. Kako ćemo to napraviti, vidimo iz ove šloke koju smo danas čitali. Krišna kaže da mu nitko nije draži od onoga koji propovjeda. I zbog toga trebamo svi propovjedati.
And he says that at the end he will come back to me, back to home, back to Godhead. So how important it is that we must preach.
I Krišna kaže, i na kraju će se vratiti meni natrag u Bogu. I iz toga vidimo koliko je važno da propovjedamo.
Again, same sentence. Krishna expects us to preach. Whole parampara expects us to preach. And if we preach, then we will become pure and we will become very exalted. Because this preaching will make you humble and most tolerant. So that's why it is expected.
Ponovo naglašavam da Krišna očekuje od nas da propovjedamo, cijeli parampara očekuje da propovjedamo. Zahvaljujući tom propovjedanju napredovat ćemo, postat ćemo uzvišeni, jer je za propovjedanje potrebna poniznost i tolerancija, odnosno nju stječemo propovjedanjem.
So I guess I'll stop here. Any question at all?
Mali, koje pitanje?
Yes.
I also heard that once that if we don't preach, that we cannot actually really get the, in this age, we cannot get a real taste for the chanting, and we cannot really surpass this from come from Kanishta to Madhyama and to Uttama.
That's right. So preaching will purify you first. That's what I stop. So that is right. If you preach, then that will first do good to you, that you will become humble and you will become most tolerant and you will become more pure, more exalted, more realizing, more Krishna consciousness, Krishna's love, Krishna's topmost reciprocal loving relationship that you have. You will enjoy that the most.
Mohan je pitao da je čuo da ukoliko ne propovjedamo, zapravo se ne možemo mi sami napredovati, ne možemo se uzdići dalje od razine Kanishta na Adhikarija, doći na Madhyama razinu. Kratu Prabhu je potvrdio da je to točno, da je propovjedanje neophodno za nas same i da ono u prvom redu nama donosi dobrobit, jer pomoću njega mi koji propovjedamo razvijamo odlike bhakta, vajšnava, postajemo ponizni, tolerantni, postajemo uzvišeni i sve više uživamo u razmjeni sa Krišnom. Kušamo tu razmjenu i uživamo u njoj.
Any other question? Or comment? Yes?
Ja bih pozdravio cijenjeni poštovani učitelji Maharadžu i pošto su nam nedavno umrli roditelji meni moji suprozi Vesni, pa bi učitelja pitao, pošto nas to meta u svakodnevnom životu, još uvijek ne možemo to preboliti i tako. Pa bi pitao učitelja, savjet, kako najlakše to preboliti.
He would like to greet you, and he says that since he is and his wife have recently lost their parents, and that is a great loss in their life, which they are struggling to overcome. If you could give them some advice how to go over it, how to behave in such a situation.
So thank you very much for greeting.
And
if you want to, it is difficult to get over with this kind of distressful situation, especially when you lose your mother and father. It's very difficult. It will last you, this distress will last you for one complete year.
Jako je teško izaći iz te situacije, iz te nesreće koju osjećaš, žalosti nakon što izgubiš majku ili oca. ta tuga, ta žalost će trajati jednu cijelu godinu.
But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, asanga sastrena dradena chitva. That means that all these relations and material attachments and everything, you must cut it with the weapon of detachment.
Ali Krishna u Bhagavad Giti objašnjava da sve te svoje odnose u kojima je prisutna vezanost treba se sjeći oružjem odvojenosti.
You have to take up the spirit of Bhagavad Gita. Second chapter says that I am the soul and my parents are also the soul.
Trebate prihvatiti duh Bhagavad Gite, gdje u drugom poglavlju Krishna kaže ja sam, objašnjava, govori ja sam duša i moji roditelji su isto duša.
And soul never dies. It's a body that dies.
A duša nikad ne umire. Tijelo je to koje umire.
And souls are eternally related. The bodies are temporarily related for 100 years.
A duše su vječno povezane, dok su tijela povezana samo privremeno, možda 100 godina.
So temporary relationship will be broken in due times, but eternal relationship between souls will last forever.
Privremeni odnosi će se nakon izvjesnog vremena sigurno prekinuti, ali vječni odnosi, odnosi među dušama će trajati vječno.
So in order to do good to these souls, you are devotee, and that's why they have better chance to get elevated.
Način na koji možete pomoći drugim dušama, duši vaših roditelja u ovom slučaju, je taj što ste vi sami bhakte, time oni dobivaju priliku da se uzdignu.
So, due to your devotion, they will get elevation. So you should think that they are gone to better place than what they had it here.
Zbog vaše predanosti oni će se devocije, oni će se uzdići. I zato trebate razmišljati da su oni sad otišli na bolje mjesto nego što su imali ovdje.
Just like when my mother passed away, I had a terrible experience like you. But I had that knowledge, and she was chanting, and she chanted last breath also in front of me. I fight with her, why are you chanting? You have a heart attack, doctor says no. So better you meditate on Krishna. So she fight with me. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. And what is your problem? And then she is gone. So I immediately know that she has gone to Krishna back. There is no doubt. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajantante kalevaram sadatad bhava bhavita. Sorry, did I talk too much?
I'm trying to catch up.
So, ja sam isto imao to grozno iskustvo, prošao sam kroz to grozno iskustvo kad je moja majka napuštala tijelo. Ja sam bio uz nju i ona je bila bolesna na srce i doktor je rekao da treba mirovat, a ona je mantrala. Ja sam je podsjetio na to što je rekao doktor, ona je rekla u čemu je problem, ja mantram Hare Krishna i tako izdahnula. I ja sam znao odmah da je ona otišla na puno bolje mjesto, odnosno Krišni, da se vratila, zato jer je u trenutku smrti izgovarala Krišna ime, mislila na Krišnu, kao što kaže ovaj vaš šloka iz Bhagavad Gita koji je sad kratu prvu počeo izgovarati. Ja mjom vapi svaram vao.
So, like that, and at the same time, for one year, I did not forget that sorrow of separation. So that will happen to you, because we lost them. So it is a viraha vedana, means a distress of separation. So that will be there. But because you are devoted, you know that they will have a better future. So we should be happy that way.
No, svejedno je cijelu godinu dana trajala ta žalost zbog razdvojenosti. No, kako smo mi bhakte, onda znamo da su te osobe otišle u bolju budućnost. Zbog toga trebamo biti sretni.
And another thing you can do is you can chant few extra rounds for them so that they can have a better life.
A još jedna stvar koju možete napraviti je da za njih mantrate par ekstra krugova, dodatnih krugova.
And it does work.
Što im omogućava da dobiju, da imaju bolji život i to funkcionira.
Just like Lord Ramchandra and Lord Chaitanya, they offer oblations for their father in Gaya, and Lord Ramchandra also did. So they did, and that rich. Of course, they were Lord. They don't have to do that, but they are doing it so that we can also learn that we can do something for our forefather also, and that is chanting holy name. So beyond 16, you chant and just give it for their cause. Do it for their cause.
Kao što su gospodin Čeitanja i gospodin Ramachandra također prinosili žrtvene ponude u Gaji za svoje pretke. I to funkcionira, to je način na koji se može pomoći precima. Oni su radili to, a mi imamo mantranje, tako da umjesto redovnih 16 krugova možemo dodati još koji krug za njih i na taj način im pomoći.
And give some charity to Brahmanas or make them some sumptuous prasad and feed them. That is how Krishna takes prasadam through the mouth of devotees, and that piety also you can offer to your forefathers who are departed.
Također se može dati milostinja brahmanama ili ih pozvati i obilno nahraniti nekim ukusnim prasadamom, jer je to način na koji Krishna prima prasadam preko brahmana. To je pobožno djelo i ta pobožnost se onda može ponuditi svojim precima. Za njih se radi, njihovo ime.
Jatasya hi dhruvam rutyu dhruvam janma mrutasya cha tasmat parihariyate natum sochitum arhasi. Those who are born, their death is certain, and those who have died, their birth is certain. So this is a phenomena of this material world, so we have to kind of take it, and with a weapon of detachment we should try to understand Krishna's philosophy.
Za one koji su se rodili, sigurno je da će umrijeti. A oni koji su umrli, sigurno je da će se roditi. Tako da je to priroda ovog svijeta. To trebamo prihvatiti i onda sa oružjem odvojenosti se poslužiti kako bismo razumjeli Krishnu filozofiju.
So I'm sorry to hear that, but Krishna will give you enough strength to bear this sorrow.
Žao mi je što se to dogodilo, no Krishna će vam dati dovoljno snage da podnesete tu tugu.
Any other question? Yes.
Nešto vezano za propovjedanje. Nekako slušajući Bhaktivedanta Svamija dolazimo do neke meditacije gdje Maharaj govori kako bi trebali prestati da propovedamo, da bismo počeli da propovedamo. Možeš šta je bilo, možeš
što znači? Something connected with preaching. By listening to Bhaktivedanta Swami, we came to the conclusion, to some kind of meditation, that we should actually stop preaching in order to start preaching.
Imamo i primjere Franja Asiško koji je rekao uvijek propovedete, a baš kad morate koristiti riječi.
And we also have this example of Saint Francis from Assisi, who says that preach always, and when there is a necessity you can also use words.
Words. For preaching.
Yes.
Yeah. Imamo jedan fenomen u iskonu, gdje puno bhakta zna citirati Prabhupada i ponašati se poput Prabhupada ili nekog gura, da ne podržava to svojim ponašanjem. Pa samo me zanima koliko je bitno da imamo ponašanje. Da je to najbitnije ili je možda to što govorimo i to što dijelimo.
Many devotees in this context can quote Srila Prabhupada or their guru. And maybe imitate their behavior, but at the same time not support it by their personal behavior, then devotee asks, how much is our behavior important, or is it more important how we behave, or what we preach, or what is...
Okay, this is a question call, it is a round and round question, but I'll try to answer as much as I can. The first part is stop preaching in order to preach, start preaching. So stop preaching means you're supposed to preach around the clock. So you stop preaching so that you can get ready for preaching. Meaning you read, you take a little rest, you take a little nap and eat a little, and the morning program, chanting, you do something to purify yourself. And with that purity, you can preach others, start preaching. So it's not that you stop preaching forever. Stop preaching for a day. In a day, you have to stop and you have to get ready. Just like soldiers, they have to get ready to go to fighting. They have to eat, they have to take a rest, they have to, and then they can go out and fight again. And again, take a rest and eat, and then go out again.
Prvi dio pitanja se govorio o tome da trebamo prestati propovjedati kako bismo počeli propovjedati. Kratu Prabhu kaže da se tu ne radi o tome da prestanemo propovjedati uopće, uvijek, nego da se prestanemo propovjedati u smislu da se pripremimo za propovjedanje, da se odmorimo, da čitamo, da se pročistimo, da malo odspavamo, da se spremimo za nastavak propovjedanja. Na taj način možemo shvatiti to da trebamo prestati propovjedati kako bismo počeli propovjedati, jer zapravo trebamo propovjedati stalno.
Stop preaching means you stop preaching.
Upravo kao što su vojnici koji su u službi vojnoj, oni ne bore se neprestano, nego imaju jedno razdoblje kada se i odmaraju kako bi se pripremili za sljedeću borbu.
So stop preaching means you stop preaching and do those activities by which you can elevate yourself so that you can preach on that purity level. So not that stop preaching means you become grahastha and have 10-15 kids and then you have a big time job and businesses, this, that, and you just get dwindle away, and then when I'm finished with all this, then I'll come out and preach. No. Stop preaching means you stop preaching in order to practice those things by which you can elevate yourself and preach.
Prestati propovjedati ne znači da prestaneš propovjedati tako što ćeš postati grihastan, imati 15 djece i neki veliki biznis i baviti se svime time i čekat ko zna dokad dok sve to ne prestane da bi onda mogao ponovo početi propovjedati. Ne u tom smislu. Prestati propovjedati znači da zastaneš na tren kako bi se bavio aktivnostima koje će te pročistiti i uzdići kako bi mogao propovjedati na još više razine.
Just for example, you ask those Sankirtan devotees who were distributing big time book distribution and now they have become grahastha. If you ask them which life was most blissful, and you will find 100% answer that yes, that old days, preaching days, was the best life. And I can say from my angle also, of course those were very nice days. I still preach, but it's different preaching. But book distribution and one-to-one basis preaching and all these things was very nice.
Kao na primjer, ako pitate ove sve velike sankirtanere, djelitelje knjiga koji su postali grihaste i više to ne čine, koje razdoblje u njihovom životu bilo najbolje, u 100% slučajeva da će vam odgovor da je to bilo ono kada su dijelili knjige. I ja isto imam to iskustvo, iako ja i sad propovjedam, ali to propovjedanje jedan na jedan i dijeljenje knjiga, to je nešto nezaboravno.
Preaching needs discipline.
Propovjedanje znači
disciplina. Discipline means I have to do this. Sincere, sincere desire to do it.
Disciplina znači ja to moram napraviti, želim to iskreno, to želim napraviti.
Then you will be able to do it.
I onda ćeš to moći napraviti.
So second part of his question was that
how should he behave? Achar prachar. Achar prachar.
Yeah.
How is it?
Okay. So preaching is the essence and purity is force.
Propovjedanje je suština, a čistoća je snaga.
If you are, if you don't have a purity, then you won't last much in preaching field.
Ako nemaš čistoću, onda nećeš dugo potrajati u propovjedačkom polju.
And 99% of the time your purity will preach.
I u 99% slučajeva je tvoja čistoća ono što propovjeda.
So purity is a force and preaching is the essence, and then books are the basis.
Čistoća je snaga, propovjedanje je suština, a knjige su temelj.
So both should be there, achar and prachar. We must be acharya and then we can preach.
Stoga potrebno nam je jedno i drugo, achar i prachar. Moramo biti acharya i onda možemo propovijedati.
No duplicity or no hypocrisy.
Bez dvoličnosti ili licemjerja.
Whatever you practice, you have to preach.
Ono što sam prakticiraš, to trebaš propovijedati.
If you drink, if you eat sugar, and then you say somebody don't eat sugar, so that is not good.
Ako ti sam jedeš šećer i onda dođeš i nekom kažeš ne jedi šećer, to nije baš dobro.
Like smoking, sugar is another. But smoking, that was Gandhiji's thing. That Gandhiji was eating gur, and some girl, some woman says, my son is eating so much gur, so much gur. She says, keep eating. So please advise him that he doesn't eat gur. Then Gandhiji says, okay, 5 days later, I'll stop eating gur first, and then I'll preach. So you have to first practice what you preach, and purity level you have to preach.
Tako je to u ovoj priči sa Gandhijem koji je jeo gur, to je neka vrsta šećera. I onda je došla neka žena k njemu i potužila se kako njezino dijete jede previše slatkog, previše šećera. I onda je Gandhi rekao, ok, dođi za 5 dana, ja ću u međuvremenu prestati jest gur i onda kad ne budem više jeo, onda nek on dođe pa ću mu reći nek ne jede šećer. Jer najprije se ti sam trebaš uzdići na tu razinu čistoće da možeš propovijedati.
So achar is very important, then prachar.
Achar je stoga jako važan i za toga slijedi prachar.
No hypocrisy. Saying something and doing something else. So that kind of prachar will not help us.
Bez licemjerja. Ne da jedno govorimo, a drugo radimo. Takav prachar nam neće pomoći.
Any other question? We're getting late.
Now we can have some short movie.
Short movie?
Short, yeah.
Okay. So let's have a short movie. That's a really good prachar.
Kratki film.
Možemo gasiti svjetlo, tamo film počinje. Ana, iz druge desa. Dao. Dakle, sada pa želimo nešto pokazati u pravuću, neki film